The greatest reason people live with limitations is self-judgment. When you have a limited sense of self-worth, many possibilities are closed off because you've clamped down a lid on your expectations. The cells in your body seize every particle of nourishment without hesitation, even though you may see yourself as someone who deserves nurturing only within narrow limits. When we have the same confidence emotionally and psychologically that comes naturally to every cell as it embraces life, creative intentions are much easier to activate. To say "I deserve" strikes some people as egotistical and boastful, which is certainly a pitfall. But self-worth isn't about ego. It's about getting unstuck in a specific way, the way of desire. When you feel worthy, you believe that you should have and can have the good things in life. Not in material terms, but in terms of lasting fulfillment. To have limited or low self-worth requires the suppression of desire. You find yourself defending against positive changes and thus the things you deeply want: love, grace, beauty, the validity of your own truth get pushed away. From such a position of self-judgment and not deserving, creativity feels too risky. Therefore, it doesn't get activated. Self-worth rises when you can look beyond limitations every day and feel secure enough to expand your idea of who you really are. In the world's wisdom traditions, each soul plays a necessary part in the evolution of the cosmos. The present moment is unique in the history of the entire universe. In other words, existence itself gives you the opportunity to create something new, unique, and necessary. No one can be more unique than anyone else. Your uniqueness is simply a fact which you can joyfully embrace, and when you do, your desires serve a bigger purpose than getting more money, a bigger house, new possessions. Those aren't signs of self-worth. The true sign of self-worth is to participate fully in your own existence, never shrinking away or judging yourself. The biggest reasons that existence can bring joy is that love, beauty, truth, meaning, and creativity are ever present and eternal. Human beings are the only creatures can use and magnify these qualities. Once you realize this, your worth is beyond compare. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I deserve a life without limitations. I deserve a life without limitations. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Siddho Hum. Siddho Hum. This mantra means, my essential nature is always complete, whole and perfect. Repeat it silently to yourself. Siddho Hum. Siddho Hum. Siddho Hum. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Siddoham. 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 Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Siddoham. 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 time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. I deserve a life without limitations. I deserve a life without limitations. Namaste.